We're going to talk gut health to start this show because I feel like it's such a good buzz line. Your gut health. Every headline you read is about, is this good for your gut health? Yesterday, I read a headline that was something about probiotics don't do much for most people's gut health, despite the hype.
Oh, like, really?
What is gut health?
Yeah,
okay, so that's our first question.
I bought a larger size tub of sauerkraut than I normally do because someone's like, it's really good for your gut health.
Your gut health.
Well, I'm already part of the system.
Amanda Knack is with us. She's a Sanford senior dietitian. Amanda, welcome to KFTO Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so tell us, what is gut health? Is that just, do we inherit gut health? Does everyone have different gut health? Are we all going for the same gut health?
Yeah, so we all definitely have different gut health. It's very unique to each person, but there are a variety of different things that research does suggest is contributing to one's overall gut health.
But, okay, explain what gut health is. Is it just the bacteria in our stomach?
Yeah, so the gut contains several different strains of bacteria, and that bacteria, along with other compounds, is what makes up our overall gut microbiome. And so what's important in regards to gut microbiome is just the diversity of good bacteria present. So we want to see that diversity within the gut microbiome.
How do we know if our gut health is good or not?
Well, a lot of times it physically, right, you're going to feel differently. You're going to maybe feel like your digestive tract is a little bit off or it doesn't feel quite healthy. And so there are a few important tips just to really support the healthy, diverse gut microbiome that might allow somebody to feel a little bit better in terms of digestive health.
Amanda, can I take a quick step back? Is there anything else we can call this other than gut health? Because believe it or not, saying the word gut and guts when I was a little kid was a no-no in the Gordon household because I think it was associated with, you know, like violent movies. Do you find it odd that that everybody right now is talking about gut health and we don't have maybe a nicer sounding, a more flowery word for it?
You know, I would say we could also refer to it as digestive health. Really, it is a pretty common term being used even in research, right, when we talk about the overall human gut. But I would say digestive health is also a good term we could call it.
All right, so everyone else, you can call it digestive health. I'm going to keep rolling on the train of calling it gut health.
Okay.
So I want to know, if people want to promote good gut health, it seems like there are a lot of foods that are pushing themselves on shelves saying, hey, listen, we're great for your gut health. Is there any truth to those?
Yeah, well, so certainly what is most important from a nutrition standpoint is eating a balanced diet and really making sure that you're incorporating that variety. Specifically, you know, including all food groups unless otherwise medically advised, because there's a variety of different probiotics and prebiotics that we do get from the foods we eat. And so if we are eliminating certain food groups, we can run into essentially not getting enough of those pro or prebiotics, which do support good gut health. So, for example, fruits and vegetables are a great source of prebiotics. And so those are really kind of the foundation to that probiotics need to really thrive off of. And so having a diet rich in fruits and vegetables is important for that reason. Also, different dairy products, specifically yogurt, kefir, and cottage cheese, those are all rich sources of probiotics. Which again are essentially allow different strains of bacteria to enter our gut so that good bacteria and help with that diversity. And then as well as grains and beans, those are a great source of fiber, which is also important for overall digestive or gut health.
Those are really easy, achievable goals when it comes to eating. I thought you were going to tell me something weird, like I need to eat 10 pounds of garlic every month.
Oh, no. Yep, no, those are definitely some more common foods that you can incorporate into a well-balanced diet and really get those pre- and probiotics. There is recommendations, too, just in terms of some of those more fermented foods, so things like sauerkraut or the kombucha that has become a little bit more popular. Those also will provide some probiotics as well. But, yes, a few of those more common foods are the ones I just listed there.
And what is it if our gut health or our digestive health isn't what it's supposed to be? What does that mean for our overall health?
Yeah, so a lot of research is now suggesting that overall gut health can play a role in risk of development for chronic disease. And so that's kind of this research that's really evolving, and they're continuing to find new risks developed with poor gut health, but really making sure that your overall gut health is good, because it does go back to contributing to your body's overall health, right? And even remembering things like managing stress, getting adequate sleep, you know, remaining physically active, those are all important things too for our overall health, and so in turn they do affect our gut health as well. So it's important we keep overall as well as our gut health well, because they directly impact each other.
Very interesting stuff.
Now we know what gut health is.
Yeah, I'm going to take my gut health way more seriously now.
Yes, it definitely is important.
Well, Amanda, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your time today. Amanda Knack is a Sanford Senior Dietitian. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.